It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and I have to tell you, I grew up on White Castle. I've been lucky enough to always have one near me.
You've purposely chosen houses near White Castle restaurants.
We have.
Good real estate move.
And everybody likes a good slider, I'll tell you that right now. But if you're not into Thanksgiving, Bill, I know you don't really like turkey.
Right.
Stuffing is okay. There might be something that will change your mind this year. It's our own Ryan Burrow in the newsroom. Has done this for many years, the White Castle turkey stuffing. We're going to talk about that right now with Darren Cotton, Chicago Regional District Supervisor for White Castle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I love White Castle. I always have. And I just tasted stuffing that Tabitha has just made for us. And I kept asking her, what kind of breading, what kind of breadcrumbs have you used? And it's just sliders without the pickles, broken up, and you add some celery, some thyme, some sage, some pepper, and some chicken broth. This is outstanding.
Yeah, this is a time of the year where a lot of our customers come into our restaurant and just really enjoy making the stuffing. So they come in, they swarm our restaurants early morning, Thanksgiving, even the night before, and they get a ton of sliders, no pickle, to make their stuffing. And it's been huge for the last 5 or 6 years.
I have a crazy idea.
Uh-oh.
Make the stuffing at White Castle. Could you do that?
We can do anything.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we haven't thought about that, like a pre-made stuffing.
Yeah.
So you just come in and grab the stuffing and take it home and put it in the oven, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking? Yeah.
With some orange Fanta?
Not
everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I think you overheard when Bill was in elementary school, his mom, how many times a week, honestly?
Usually about 3 times a week. We would get White Castle the night before. I'd bring them to school, keep them in a refrigerator at school, the teacher's refrigerator, and then they'd let me at lunch go down and microwave them in the teacher's lounge.
Wow, and you were privileged.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because once you smell a slider, I'm sorry, those steamed onions, that's all you want.
Kids would trade me anything. I got a bike that way.
Oh, I'm sure.
White Castle's for a bicycle.
Yeah, White Castle is really powerful when it comes to things like that. In case you guys didn't know, we just opened up a brand new store in Scottsdale, Arizona.
You did?
Brand new. Our first White Castle in Arizona, and the lines were like crazy.
Oh, I bet.
People didn't mind waiting 5 hours to
How
get inside the restaurant.
Oh,
we operate in 13 different states.
Yeah.
Yep. 13
and where
different
did you
states.
Start?
We started in Wichita, Kansas in 1921.
How much were the hamburgers back then?
5 cents.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, buying it, but yeah. I remember reading that.
Yeah.
And I've heard great things about the quality of the beef that they use.
Yeah, 100% pure beef.
No fillers.
And I mean, it's a product that customers like love. That, you know, the great thing about White Castle, we create a ton of memorable moments and customers really, really love it. They have stories to share, like your story,
sure.
Bill. We like to say the crave is a powerful thing.
I heard you guys say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it is.
Was White Castle the first, Darren, to do the square hamburger? Hamburgers were traditionally round, but then White Castle, I started doing square ones. No one did them before you guys.
No one did them before us. Later in the years, we had crystals that came out
tried.
With something not quite our product, but they tried. We were actually the first hamburger fast food chain in the United States of America.
You were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was years later when some of our competitors, the Burger King, the McDonald's of the world,
came. Steal your thunder.
Yeah, they tried.
Good luck,
fellas. All right. And the little holes in the patties are so they cook very quickly and to flavor with the steamed onions coming through. Is that why there are holes in
it? That is correct. Yeah. It allows for the burgers to cook through without us actually having to flip the burger.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows the steam to go through. So every burger has 5 holes in there set on a bed of onions, and the steam goes through, and that's how it cooks.
I always loved when I was a kid, you'd go in and whoever was making the hamburgers, you know, a giant tray of hamburgers, there was like a glass window where you could stand and watch them make it. And now they don't always do that anymore. Why
did
they stop doing that?
In some of our older locations, we still have that.
Yeah.
We call that the show, right?
We want to
show off our talent making the burgers. We want to show the quality of product that we have. And so, we still have it in many locations. But in some of our newer locations, we have what we call a kitchen of the future.
Yeah.
So you can actually see it, but it's not like the show back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when did they start calling them sliders? I know it was White Castle hamburgers. And I'm telling you, White Castle got a bad rap for a while. It was like if you were out drinking all night, you would stop at a White Castle. Of course, someone else was driving. And, oh, man, they go right. There is a quality product right there, but I don't recall them being called sliders originally, were they?
Yeah, well, I've been with the brand now for 22 years.
Wow.
And in my 22 years, I've always known it as a slider. So
here's why that's funny. At our school, there was a legend that if you went in and said sliders, they wouldn't serve them
right.
to you.
Really?
But then they started calling them sliders, but now it's that way you can't call them Whitey One Bites or you're out the door, right?
Yeah,
I've never heard
out
that.
The door, Wendy.
It's probably one of those things that we should have patented because now if you look at other fast food chains and other restaurants, everybody has a slider on
right.
them.
Yes, you're right.
So yeah, that's the good thing. We were the original sliders.
What's the record? Who's eaten the most at one time?
Wow. Well, we've done competitions in the past, and we do have people that have been ate hundreds of them at a time.
Hundreds at a time.
Well, yeah. On a good day when you were younger, how many could you really put down?
When I was a kid, I would have 10 normally. And now three or four is about my limit. I can't do more than three or four
okay.
just because I don't know what happened to me, but I used to do 10 without even thinking about it.
Well, last year we sold 640 million sliders, 640 million white
wow.
castles in 13
How many
different
onion
states.
Rings?
Onion rings are great too. Chicken rings, cheese sticks.
Your cheese sticks are really good.
I mean, and then we also have our retail division where if we're not in the states in which, you know, you can come into one of our restaurants, you can go to, you know, any one of our Jewels and Aldi's
they
and big box stores and they sell them frozen.
Yeah.
And it's the same product, just a little microwave, but it's not the product on the grill, but it's still the same product manufactured by the same company.
I have a confession to make. I usually get the cheese sticks for the ride on the way home, car sticks, as I like to call
What's
them.
What's wrong with that?
But that's then I good. Hide That's the great. Evidence when I get home because I haven't saved any for them.
You haven't saved
so
any.
I throw it in the outdoor garbage can. So if anybody from my house is listening, sorry, they're that good.
You've divulged the secret here.
I know.
Let's do
well,
this.
Just help them out. Get a sack of 10 and, you know, eat a couple and take
I'm
the rest
I'm talking
in.
About the sack of 10.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then more discussion. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We are talking White Castle and why wouldn't we be? Chicago Regional District Supervisor for White Castle, Darren Cotton, is in the studio with us. The thing we're kind of talking about today is the White Castle turkey stuffing recipe. And you said that's been going on for how long this recipe came up?
The recipe's been going on for like the last decade.
Who came up with this?
One of our customers came up with it. And from there, we used to have what we call a recipe contest. And actually, we still do. We have a recipe contest where people take our sliders and create all type of recipes, whether it's lasagna using a White Castle, whether it's spaghetti, whether it's some type of pasta. And this recipe had won, and once the recipe had won, it now became, you know, something that we do nationally throughout our company, and the customers come in and they love it. It's on our website.
The
recipe is on our website. We also, every restaurant that you visit, you can get a copy of the recipe.
Yeah.
It's on our retail boxes, so the product that you get into the Jewels and the Aldi's and stuff,
right?
The recipe is on there because you can use that same product to make the stuffing as well.
Oh, that's excellent.
This is how helpful White Castle is. On the little boxes, it tells you to wrap it in a paper towel and how long to heat it. I mean, sometimes you question it, and if you overheat it in a microwave, it's not going to be as good.
Right. So true.
Yeah, you got to get it right at temperature.
Yeah.
I also, you guys had like an A1 burger for a while where it was just a regular slider with A1 sauce.
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
We have stocked A1 in our house because that's the kids eat it like that all the time now. I kind of like the double cheeseburger. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tasty. You did Sloppy Joe burgers last month, or is that still going on?
So the Sloppy Joe burgers is
going
on
now.
Yeah, and that'll go all the way until January the 1st with the Sloppy Joe burger. So yeah, the Sloppy Joe burger is
good. And you invented shrimp nibblers, didn't you?
We did. We've invented a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of things that people are still learning about White Castle. So it's almost like, did you know? So did you know that White Castle is in China?
No, really?
See? There we go. Yeah, so we've opened. We're now opening up our fourth restaurant in China.
Yeah,
And it's doing very well.
What are the differences between the Chinese versions of White Castle and our version? Are the stores set up similarly?
All the stores are like a storefront because China is so big and so overly populated. There's no like drive-through, so you wouldn't get the traditional drive-through. But you can get the slider, the original slider. But then they also custom the menu to cater to our Chinese consumers.
Yeah.
And so you may get a tofu slider.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 Do they have, you know how it's very much in fashion now to have a plant-based hamburger?
We was the first QSR, first quick service restaurant to introduce the Impossible Slider.
Yeah.
So it is a plant-based, but it smells like meat, sizzle like meat, even tastes like meat. And we were the very first QSR restaurant to have that.
What's QSR again?
Quick service restaurant.
Okay. That's instead of fast food, it's quick service restaurant.
QSR, yeah.
And what's the deal behind the White Castle? Why is it a castle? Why is it so clean and gleaming?
In 1921, that was one of the things that we took pride on, making sure that our locations and restaurants were clean. The customers had a really nice place to come to. And so the castle is, again, more like, you know, being purified and just clean and a great atmosphere. And so that's how it started.
It has a royalty sound to it.
It does have a royalty sound.
If you guys in Burger King had a battle, who do you think would win?
Oh, absolutely. We would.
Castle would.
Yeah, we would. I mean, one of the reasons we'll win is because we have we have our slider queen, which is our president and CEO, Lisa Ingram, who's the fourth generation family member that's overseeing our company and is doing an amazing job with it. So,
Oh, that's great. Four generations of
fourth generation of the same family. So, in 2021, we'll be 100 years old.
Wow.
How many family-owned businesses do you know be around 100 years?
Yeah. It's rare.
That'd be us. So we're ready to have a big birthday party.
You guys still do the thing on Valentine's Day where you change the restaurant a little bit, step it up, do some red lighting and stuff, right?
Yeah, so so every year Valentine's Day, this has been going on for about 20 years now. We decorate the dining room.
You have to make reservations.
You have to make reservations.
Right? We laughed at you when this came out years ago. I have to tell you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We have fresh flowers on the table. We dim the lights, throw a little red tablecloth in the ceiling so it can look nice at the lights. And we have our fantastic team come out and serve you. You have a menu. It is the best fine dining restaurant that you can go to on Valentine's Day.
How about that? Wow.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school, my high school boyfriend really loved White Castle, and he took me inside one time. I never ate inside, and it gets served to you on a paper plate. You don't get the little boxes. That was kind of exciting, although I do like playing Tetris with the boxes after you eat them.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking of Valentine's Day, reservations open up January 1st.
Jeez.
And
typically by
February the 1st, all of our restaurants are sold out. So if you want to get your reservations, you know, let's go on OpenTable or contact one of the regional offices and make your reservations.
Is there violin music in there, or am I imagining it? Didn't they try that at some point?
You know what? We have some locations where some of our talented team members may come in and play the violin.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
May play the saxophone, the guitar. And one of our restaurants in Joliet, Illinois, they almost have a whole band there. And it is amazing. Like,
that's great.
It's really, really good. The customers enjoy it.
You know what was romantic when I was a kid was none of the other places that served food were open 24 hours. The mere fact that you guys were open around the clock, that had a very nice mystique to it as far as I was concerned. It still does, because sometimes you're hungry at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, Wendy's started the show off talking about going there late at night, and White Castle for 100 years have owned that late night business because it wasn't nowhere else you can go. And now we have some of our competitors that has tried to come in, but we still own that late night. What else go good with after having a nice cold beer? White Castle.
Sure. Yeah,
that's absolutely true.
Don't you love it? I know you're aware of this. A lot of weddings now, like as the wedding is winding down, they'll send a guy over to White Castle and they'll bring back 100 hamburgers. It's the best.
Yeah, so we get a lot of that, especially my general manager, Gloria. Her and her team gets a ton of orders. Gloria delivered an order last week from our South Loop location downtown. The wedding is over.
Yes.
Crowd's getting ready to leave. Let's have some White Castles to finish up the night.
Yeah.
And we get a ton of that during the wedding season.
Oh, it's so good at the end.
It is.
You know, I often have made fun of you, Bill, for many reasons. But, you know, when we worked together before, you didn't have a briefcase or anything. You just had a lunchbox that you brought.
That's right.
And people laughed at you. But I think you could use a Crave case
as
your briefcase now and look really cool.
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
And I want to say about the Crave case, I had a friend, and I have completely stolen his idea. Whenever somebody would have a party and everybody gets this, you know, list like, oh, I'll bring BLT dip or I'll do this, he would always stop and pick up a Crave case to bring to a party, and it went over so great every time. So this holiday season, if you're stopping at somebody's house, bring a Crave case. No one is going to say, what are you bringing that for? They'll thank you so much for doing it. No one can pass up a slider.
Absolutely. And all our restaurants are open 24 hours on Thanksgiving. So, yes, definitely stop in.
One more weird question. I know this is a weird question, but has White Castle ever toyed with the idea of making hamburger-sized hamburgers? I know they're known for their smaller hamburgers and they're delicious, but did anyone ever say, you know, we should, let's just try it and see what happens? Has that ever been a thing?
No, not to my knowledge. In my 22 years, I have never seen it, but that 2x2-inch slider our customers love, right?
Sure.
So we've never toyed with having a bigger slider than that 2x2-inch slider.
Well, the little ones are fun because you can pretend you're a giant while you're eating them.
That's correct. That's
what not that little. Yeah. How many bites do you do them in?
Normally 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I'll just say about 3.
Yeah, that's standard, isn't
that's
it?
That's standard.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. All right. Well, he is Darren Cotton, Chicago Regional District Supervisor for White Castle. Hopefully, you're lucky enough to have one near you. If not, you can pick them up in your grocer's freezer, and they really do heat beautifully. Also, the White Castle turkey stuffing recipe, again, just very briefly here. You 10 to 12 White Castle sliders. You take the pickles off of them. You just basically rip them up, mix them with celery, diced celery. As for your seasoning, thyme, sage, black pepper, and then you use some chicken broth to moisten it. And I'm telling you, it is really, really good.
Seems right? easy. It is. Yeah. It is easy. It's
and how really long good. Will this take? That doesn't take long to prepare, right?
No.
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Pop it in the oven.
35 minutes,
and you're good.
And this particular recipe that you can find at whitecastle.com, we'll also put it up at wgnradio.com. It makes about 9 cups, enough for a 10 to 12 pound turkey. So if you have a 20 pound turkey, just double the recipe.
Double the recipe.
And would you agree, Wendy, I know you've tried some as well, it's unmistakably the taste of White Castle. I mean, if you gave it to somebody and said, guess what this is made out of, it's pretty easy to determine that it's White Castle, which is great.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But with the seasonings, it really does taste like stuffing.
Yeah, right. It's like
it's
a hybrid.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having White Castle on the show, Bill and Wendy. We appreciate it.
Every day. Bring it by every day. We're not going to say no. Come on.
We really appreciate it. Again, White Castle turkey stuffing recipe, you can find it at whitecastle.com. You can follow White Castle because their social media, they're very good with that. And again, Darren Cotton, Chicago Regional District Supervisor for White Castle. And that's happy Thanksgiving to one and all. We appreciate it.
And find one of the White Castles that has that Coke machine with 1,000 different variations on Coke.
Oh, that's
that
almost every last location has it. So, yeah, you can hook up any kind of flavor drink you want.
Yep.
I'm curious to know how many people listening right now are going to swing by a White Castle for lunch today.
All of them.
Because really, it is the power of suggestion. When it's brought up, that's all you can think about until you have one.
Yep.
It's what you crave. You know
what
that.
You crave.
You can use that, Darren. Feel free. Thanks for coming up. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.